What's happening, everyone? My name's Matt. I am Secure D, and this is the Secure D podcast. Thank you very much for tuning in. I know it's been a little bit since the last episode, but we should have a couple more in quick succession over the next couple months. So please do stay tuned. Instead of hitting up Twitter with questions, I'm going to start taking questions through Instagram story with that new question function. Please keep an eye out for it. And if you have something you want us to speak about in the podcast, I'll screenshot it and give you a shout out in the episode. I did it about half an hour before we recorded today, and we actually got some silly questions from my friends, which I tried to reference at the end. But yeah, absolutely going to be the way that we do that moving forward. I think it's really clean and efficient and easy. So if you do follow me on Instagram, thank you. And secondarily, please feel free to send through questions for the podcast. Today, we talk about the Element, the Don C312, the Comme des Garçons Moab, all the fire that you can find in GR releases in everyday sneaker stores at the moment, and just a whole bunch of fun stuff. Like usual, Paul tries to get me in trouble. But it's a fun episode, so thank you very much for tuning in. I hope you enjoy it, and we'll see you again soon.
What do you want? What is it about? I tried to explain it to her, and she's like, and then what happens then? It's like, he has to pick. She's like, I'm not watching that.
I fucking loved it. Yeah, so we watched Lobster, like, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, and really enjoyed it. But we saw Killing of a Sacred Deer first. I like that movie more. But Lobster was great. We watched it on Netflix. I thought it was fucking awesome.
But do you know his work from before? Like, you've ever seen Dogtooth and all that?
No. So the first thing that he had made that I saw... Yeah, we're recording already. We just start.
Yeah,
it's a sneaker podcast. But yeah, the first thing that I saw was Killing of a Sacred Deer.
Ah, yeah.
So we've gone and watched Lobster. Now I've got to go back again.
Yeah, because he's got Dogtooth and he's got the... Is Lobster the one about the people who... have lost ones, and then they've got...
Yeah, and then they're alone for 45 days, and they have to find another mate, otherwise they get turned into an animal.
Yeah.
I fucking loved it. I thought it was really great. Well, thanks for coming around again, and as I pointed out, as soon as you sat down, new TV. You shit on me like four podcasts ago about my broke-ass TV. Got a new TV, which is pretty exciting. It's 66 inches for everyone who's at home and thinking about it. It's that sounded bad.
It's not 66 inches.
It's really not. No, but the TV is, which is awesome. I think it's nice. I'm happy. It means I can watch basketball properly this year, which is exciting.
What? You're always speaking about that. I was watching a YouTube video last night where a black lady was saying that if your dick from...
Paul, do we go like so lowbrow a minute into the podcast?
All right, fine.
Thank you. All right, so we have a bunch of topics to go over today, which I need to find because we've talked about them on Instagram. There we go. But yeah, just what's been happening, man? How you been? You been good?
Yeah, I haven't left the country.
For a change? For a That's change. Different. Every time, I feel like every podcast, it's like it just got back
from Japan. Yeah, just got back from Japan. I'm about to go to France soon. So
really?
Yeah.
Nice. When do you leave?
End of the month.
Holiday?
Yeah. Just with family.
Awesome. Taking the little one?
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to lose it.
He's traveled for a bit already, so I don't know.
He's okay on a plane?
To Japan he is. We'll find out what 20 hours is going
to
be like.
Yeah, 8 hours is a lot different to 20.
Yeah, but we're stopping in Dubai, so...
Okay.
And I've never been to Dubai. You been to Dubai?
No. Probably not on top of the list, but...
No. I'm assuming Vin Diesel's just there trying to steal shit.
Yeah, just jumping through like skyscrapers with cars. He's driving down the street. You see a Supra go for one.
Like all the Fast and Furious movies on Netflix at the moment. And I was watching, is it number 5? And they jump through the fucking building. And I was like, this movie's outlandish.
They've turned into superheroes. Yeah. Like they've all got superpowers. Yeah, like, once they get in the car. It's all about family, but there's something else
but
going
how
on.
Does... Vin Diesel was a guy that was jacking like video players in the first one. And then he's beating The Rock in a fight.
I know. Come on, man. Like Toretto, where's your head? Wrench. He beat the guy to the. Yeah. Where's the wrench, Toretto? You ain't got a fucking wrench. All of a sudden, you're Superman. You can beat up everyone. Yeah, I don't know. All I know about him was apparently he was drunk a lot on set, and The Rock doesn't like him. That's all I know.
Vin Diesel was drunk a lot.
Apparently on set. That's I know why they had a falling out or something. I don't know.
I know that Vin Diesel likes Dungeons and Dragons, and also. Has a breakdancing videotape.
Is that true?
Yeah. Google Vin Diesel breakdancing videotape.
Oh, that's cool. It's like when you go find out Jason Statham was a competitive diver and you go watch his diving videos on YouTube. He was a competitive synchronized diver.
Was he good?
I don't know. I mean,
did he have hair? Did he have hair?
Yeah, he had hair. Yeah.
But maybe that's why he lost his hair, because every time he slammed against the wall
and stuff. First thing I wanted to talk to you about today was the React Element 87. Before I tell you what I think I know what you're going to think, but I'm going to ask you anyway.
I think that that shoe is just living off the Off-White hype. And I said that the other day, and somebody went, really? I was like, you don't think it looks like an Off-White, like...
Cousin
or Castaway? Yeah. And they're like, no.
I don't know. If for me, it's like, if Off-White wasn't there, would it be transparent? Do you know what I mean? Like the upper of the original. I'm like, no way. No way. But the midsole is out of control. I love the fuck out of the midsole. Yeah. I think it's one of the best midsoles of the last couple of years. Just how technical it is, how intricate... the paneling is. Well, I think it's really cool.
Well, I can't really comment on it because I don't own one. I mean, like, if Nike wanted to throw me a pair.
I think that's come up like 5 or 6 times. I don't think it's worked yet.
Well, we tried with Puma, now we're moving to Nike.
No, but I think it's cool. Knowing Nike, there'll be a lot of colors pretty quickly. Like, you know, the first couple will be limited, but then they'll blow it out. But I think it looks cool. There's like 2 or 3 tiers of it too, right?
Didn't they just release the colorway, the first colorways in America?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. But I think it's cool. I really like it. I don't know if I could wear it. But it's so funny. Like, I look at things like that and I'm like, that's kind of like the Air More Uptempo in the sense that that shoe was stupid when it came out, but it's one of my favorite shoes.
What do you mean you couldn't wear it? You basically, just what you're wearing now and just slap on those black shoes.
Yeah, with funny colored socks, probably.
Yeah. I don't think the black one's super transparent, is it?
Oh, no, it doesn't look like it's as much. It's just like that real first one with the red tape.
Yeah, well, that one's going to come out, and then they've got those 3 undercover pairs.
Yeah, undercover, yeah.
A supply getting them all?
I don't know. Probably. Yeah, if it's going to be anywhere in the country, it'll be there, so people should follow his Instagram, but... which is Supply Store, just in case you don't know that. Yes. But if you're listening to this podcast and you don't know who they are, I'd be blown away.
You totally should follow Supply Store. Send me shoes.
It's like the weakest endorsement of all time, Paul. You can do better than that. But yeah, I reckon they're dope. I don't know, like, this technical, it's like a chunky shoe without being chunky. Like, I went into Sneaker Boy in Chadston last weekend and every shoe on the shelf is chunky. And the ones that I like the most are like Dior's.
Yeah.
I just thought the shape was really strong. Like, some of them are chunky just for the sake of being chunky, right? Like, but I thought Dior, the shape of the shoe was really good.
I like the, aesthetically, I like the Louis Vuitton one.
Yeah.
Because it looks like it should break your leg wearing it. But then when you pick it up, you see that they've got like a hidden compartment underneath. So that archway doesn't really, I wouldn't wear it, but
yeah,
it's cool looking.
It's the first time in Chadston, like the first time in my life, I'd seen so many Balenciaga shoes in my life. I saw 7 people wearing Balenciaga shoes. And I've seen one here, like one there. I've never seen like more than one in a day. And
the
I
Ninja
saw
one?
7. Yeah, that's stupid chunky one.
Oh, the SS thing?
Whatever the thing's called. I saw 7 pairs in a day. I couldn't freaking believe it. I was just like, man, there's a lot of kids at Chadston with money, I guess. But
that shoe looks heavy.
Yeah, it does. It doesn't not look good too. Like, I don't mind chunky, but when the back gets over exaggerated, I'm just like, that's a bit too much for me.
That shoe looks like you put your foot in too early and the mold hadn't set.
And yeah, and you slid forward. 100%. And that's for me, I think, like, that's why I like the Epic, the Element, because it's kind of like a mash between chunky and Off-White, and it kind of sort of fits that, you know, that sort of aesthetic. I don't know. Like, to be fair, we've talked about this like a year ago. I didn't think this aesthetic could kick on as hard as it has. But it's going to be interesting to see how long it hangs around because...
What aesthetic thing?
The chunky thing. Because, like, Puma's doing... I know what you're wearing. Well, you might as well tell people for the sake of it.
Well, I'm just wearing Yeezy 500s.
Yeah. And then, like, Puma are doing the Thunder and killing it. There's the Disrupt out there. Like, I'm sorry, the... what's the Fila one that's fucking selling out everywhere?
Oh.
The cheap one.
The one that looks like flames?
Yeah, the cheap one.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Anyway, like, Fila are killing it. And then you've got, like, Dior, Versace. Like, everyone's doing it. Like, surely it can't last forever. But I don't know. I'm surprised Nike hasn't made more of a play at it. But I think they're probably just...
The Fila one looks like... I think the Fila one... Doesn't the Fila one look like the Gary Payton glove
flame? Like, fiber things on the back? Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I know that shoe. When you unzip the top.
Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no, that's the,
Wasn't that underneath?
Was it? No, it was like weird waves underneath, I guess.
Okay.
Who's she am I thinking of? It looked like...
I know the one, because you did the hand thing, and I know what you're talking about, but yeah, I thought that was under the glove upper, but it'll come to us in the next, like, 15, 20 minutes, surely.
Oh, well, people will be yelling.
Yeah, we'll probably actually get tweeted.
This fuck's not nothing!
Well, I mean, in the spirit of that, I guess, the Comme des Garçons announced they're doing a Moab, which is fucking hilarious to me. So, I worked for Nike in the factory store in Smith Street, I don't know, probably 10 years ago now. And Moabs, we used to sell them for $30 because we couldn't sell them, the OG colorway, when it got retroed. And then the Moab has always been like a niche as fuck shoe, let's be honest. Like, no one really likes the Moab, except for the people who love the Moab. And then like, and that's like that super niche sneakerhead that collects ACG. And like, we all know like one or two of them, but there ain't many.
But isn't the whole thing with the Moab, you really want that colorway? You know, that brown, blue.
Yeah, exactly. Like the burnt orange, tan, blue. Yeah. But then Comms is all white. And I was, and that's so, like, talking about the chunky thing, like, maybe the Moab is like a good chunky shoe. Like, you know, it isn't that chunky, but in the sense that it is a bulky kind of shoe by modern day standards, particularly if it gets rebuilt.
But Comme des Garçons do, like, how many Nike collabs are
you? And Converse, too.
Because when I was there, I think they just did a black Cortez looking.
Yeah. Feel like they've really turned it up in the last 12 months because it used to just be Converse and then be two or three a year and the heart chucks. And then now Nike's just pumping out Comme.
And they had that 180.
Yeah. Which was really, really nice. If only I could have afforded a pair.
Yeah, it was really good at half price.
Yeah, I know. I just couldn't pull the trigger. But yeah, I don't know. Like maybe that's a good fit for it, but... Yeah, I don't know. It seems like chunky basketball is also there. Like, the Kobe 1's getting, like, retroed, right? The proto? Or it's getting re-released? But
I think chunky shoes, yes. I don't think chunky basketball shoes work the same way because, like, I don't see people going around wearing LeBrons. I tried wearing LeBron the other day just with jeans stuff. Yeah. You look kind of silly.
Yeah, and that's the problem I had. Well, because the thing was, when we wore original... So, 5 years ago... Our jeans were baggier, so when you had LeBron 2s or Air More Uptempos or CB34s or whatever on, it didn't look... It looked right. If I wear my Air More Uptempos now or my CB34s or whatever, and it looks a bit silly with tight chinos on.
Yeah.
It does, but they're my favourite shoes, and I don't give a fuck because I have a girlfriend and I'm happy and I don't care if people judge my shoes. But I was like... These are great. I fucking love them, but it does look a bit weird with tight pants.
Well, see, you say that, and it's sort of like all I visualize is like if you get dumped tomorrow.
Stop wearing my shoes. I'm wearing my Chuck 70s only.
These shoes get put back on the shelf.
It's the sad shelf because I'm happy. I've got my chunky like my basketball shoes out. I say to her, I'm like, hey, babe, like, do you mind? And she's like, I can wear whatever you want. I'm like, I'm wearing dumb shoes today.
Literally, when you're up tempo, you wear up tempo. otherwise this shit's going down.
Yeah, my De La Soul dunk highs, everything comes out. But like, yeah, I think
one of my boys is in this next year. This year.
Oh, what's that? Ninja Warrior.
Yeah.
One of the. Yeah, I don't watch it. I don't know much about it. But is it as good as the American?
I don't know. He was in it last year as well, but he crashed out real early.
Yeah.
And he crashed out so badly they only used him for the promos, just showing you how badly you could fuck up. Yeah.
Oh, dude.
He was just like, oh, look at this. Watch him crash into this wall constantly.
Oh, far out. So, Kobe 1 is coming back, and then the Zoom Gen's coming back too.
Well, you know that they've they restocked the LeBron Zoom Generation 1 wheat.
Yeah.
Like, it's just sitting on Nike. Nobody's buying it.
I know. But that is an awesome shoe. Do you have a preference out of the two?
Well, probably LeBron because I hate Kobe, so.
Are you happy he's gone to the Lakers?
You know what? I was a Laker fan before all this, but then I was a Laker fan until Kobe got busted for rape and then... Well, actually,
allegedly.
allegedly busted for rape.
And it wasn't technically rape, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. And that wasn't even what was what annoyed me. What annoyed me was that Kobe threw Shaq under the bus, and I could not hack that. I was like, disloyalty is something I just cannot...
Couldn't hack a Shaq?
I can't stand disloyalty. And I was like,
I'm so happy with that. He didn't give me nothing.
Fuck that guy. So, because, you know, back in the day, I don't know if you ever... Maybe you're too young, but EA Sports had a game on the computer that was like the Lakers versus the Celtics.
Yeah.
And it was like one of the very early basketball games. And so I was always playing for the Lakers. So now that LeBron's gone to the Lakers, I guess I'm a Laker fan for the next 3 years with a fourth-year option.
He'll be there. I think he'll stay. Like, I think he's gone. This is like a life decision, you know what I mean? This is he'll be, what, 36 by the time this contract's up?
I don't think his brand will accept him being on a shit Laker team.
They're not going to be a shit Laker. So they'll make, here's a bold prediction that people can obviously, they'll make Western Conference Finals.
This year?
Yeah.
With or without Kawhi?
Without.
Do you even think Kawhi's going to be good? I don't think Kawhi's going to be good.
No
one's seen him for fucking...
I don't want to talk about Kawhi, because I have him in Dynasty. But but yeah, I think there's a good chance, at very least, they make the second round. But I think there's a good chance they make... It depends on what the draw looks like. Wait, but let's be honest, Houston got worse. Houston got worse this offseason.
Oh, because they lost Mba Mute.
Yep. Yeah. And Ariza.
Oh, yeah. Have they given Clint Capella his...
No.
Oh, really?
So, you know what happened with Clint? So, I own Clint Capella in Dynasty 2, Paul. I'm very sensitive about this. So, Clint Capella, apparently, they offered him 60 mil over 4, and he was like, oh, no, I want 100.
Get out.
Yeah, well, the thing is, they gave stupid Yusuf Nurkic 15 or 18 million a year. You're going to tell me Clint Capella isn't worth $5 million than him?
But that was that weird period
where they... And
they
gave Chris Paul that stupid contract. No, they paid Nurkic this year.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
That stupid idiot in Portland who can't play basketball. And then Tyler Johnson for the Miami Heat just signed a $19 million deal. And you're going to go pay Clint Capella unders? I hope they do, because it's better for my budget in Dynasty. I don't care what goes into Clint's pocket. It's already...
What is this Dynasty thing you're talking
about? I play Dynasty. I do Dynasty fantasy basketball, which isn't 1 year. It's forever. So I have a proper NBA budget, roster, trading, like salary cap, everything. Like, I do proper, legit, like full-on...
Nerdy shit. You have a girlfriend?
Yeah. Fancy that. Yeah. She only lives here part-time, so I can do basketball the other nights. No, she likes basketball, so we're okay. But,
No. She likes basketball.
Yeah. Yeah, well, she still loves me,
In year three, she's going to be like, you know what? I don't really like basketball.
I don't need you to tell me about Giannis Antetokounmpo today. I'm like, come on, hey.
This is Greco. Fuck out of here.
So, he isn't re-signed yet, so they could be in all sorts of trouble.
Yeah, but... Who are the Lakers going to get that's going to help LeBron?
Who have they already got? You already know they got a bunch of people.
JaVale McGee.
Lance Stevenson.
The guy who hasn't played good anywhere else except for the Pacers. They just got Rondo to basically say to Lonzo Ball, like, you ain't shit. You know, fuck it. If you ain't going to play, we're going to get
this other guy. If Rondo buys in, Rondo is apparently a basketball savant. So, and like genius level basketball guy. So if he's there and buys into the team and tries to coach, then I think it will work. Like Doc Rivers has said, he might be the smartest basketballer he's ever coached. Like,
yeah, and LeBron James has a photographic memory with a third-rate education.
Yeah.
Yeah, get out of here.
It doesn't matter. Who knows? Look, I am not going to support the Lakers because Gavin Williams... Oh, that's his full name. That's unfair. I should probably beat that. I'm not going to do it anyway. Diehard Lakers fan.
Who's Gavin Williams?
One of my best friends.
Who's Gavin Williams?
Yeah, you got to stop putting his name out there, Paul. I can't censor it every time. Gav, he's a diehard Lakers fan, and he's in my dynasty, and he talks about the Lakers all day, and it kills me.
Where does Gavin Williams work?
Oh, fuck you. Stop it. If you say it again, you're never coming back.
Hey, you told me to come today. I was like, why can't you drive towards my house? You know, I have a child.
And you do have a child, but... time away. Paul, because I have a 9-to-5 and a second job, and you just shoot nude women for a living. So,
I've run 3 businesses.
Yeah, and take pictures of nude girls. You have time for that, Paul. You have time to visit me once every 2 months.
Where's the nude women here?
Well, no, that is not something that ever occurs in this property or domicile outside of relationship things.
All right.
I don't think I have any art that has nude women in it either.
Oh, you should have bought that pink BFF. Have you Googled how much the motherfucking price on that thing is?
It's really upsetting because, look, I just have the play. I have five, but I just can't, I can't justify more cores. Like, it just, I just don't need it. Like,
I don't, you know what? All the ones that he's released since, I have not bought. I haven't bought the hugging one. I haven't bought the big nose Pinocchio one.
No, I kind of like that one, but I was like, nah. And the fakes are so good now. Like, I don't know if there's any point. Not only is there like probably 50,000 in circulation, then there's tons of fakes on Buy-E for like $12.
I just want your Quartz Bear Brick.
No, you can't have it. I bought that from, what was the store?
Someday.
Someday, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just on shelf.
Yeah, yeah. They were there for a while.
Ages. I just walked in one day. I was like, how much is that? And they're like $100. I'm like, yeah, cool.
Yeah, I kind of... You know what it was? That period when I was like, I'm not buying Bear Bricks. Now I have four of them. And I was just like, I should have bought that.
I have three. But the one I really want, the Bear Brick I really want at the moment, we're not talking about shoes at all. The Bear Brick I really want at the moment is, you know, I collect Stay Puffs.
Yep, yep.
They've just done like a 400 and a 1,000 Stay Puffed. If I had money, I would buy Stay Puffs. The 1,000, because I've got the giant Stay Puffs already.
This man talks about his new 60-something inch TV and he's like, if I had money.
Yeah, well, it's true. That's exactly what it was. So, anyway, on to the next sneaker topic. Otherwise, we're just going to keep ragging on Kawhi Leonard.
I just bought, when I went to Japan, I bought the Loop Wheeler Bear Brick. He wears a tracksuit.
Oh, did you? Cool. Yeah, it is nice. It's like I always wanted the Insa Dunny because it came with a hoodie on.
Yeah.
I thought that was cool. We got to talk about the Para collab because I was just going to put it out there. Fuck, it looks like a lot of shoes I've made over the years. Like,
yeah, it does. It does.
It does, right? Like, yeah. Don't get me wrong. I really like Para's work. I follow Para. Para and I use the exact same color palette.
It's pretty much your
Dunny.
Yeah.
I know. So I've had a bunch of people blow up my social and my email saying, oh, Para, no way. Para, it is 100% nothing to do with me. So anyone who tweeted me or texted me that, I appreciate it. But
Para, which one are you talking about? The one that's gonna... The
family and friends one looks more like mine because of the blue stuff. We just use, like, we're both artists that use the exact same colors. We use blue, pink, and white or silver. Like, that's just, our palettes are the same. That's all.
Do you like that family and friends thing? I don't know. The lack of swoosh kind of...
Lack of swoosh throws it off hard for me. I like that they let him do it. I can't fucking believe they let him do it. Can you imagine? Like, Nike letting Para go, nah, take the swoosh off. But Para is like the god of Air Max 1 collabs.
I'm assuming they just took it off so they give him more of a like canvas to paint with, because otherwise...
Yeah, but all he put was four circles on it that look like a cloud. It's not like it was more detail. All the details on the
I thought
front.
It was a cloud. Are they circles? It's a cloud.
Yeah, no, but that's how you do circles as vectors. You just pull a circle tool and it just becomes a multiple circle and you overlay. That's it. It's just circles. So anyway, but I still think the shoe's amazing. It's one of my favorite shoes of the year. I love Air Max 1s. The collab looks sick.
Do you really think that shoe's amazing?
Yeah, because I like it because I look at it and go, I would have made that. Like, I think it's cool.
If that shoe was, I don't know, done by George from Bondi or some shit like that, nobody
I'd
would
say
give
George
a
from Bondi
fuck.
Stole my shit. Yeah, but no, look, I think it's cool. I really like it.
If you went to a local sneaker con... And then that was sitting on a fucking shelf and it was cool. Like, George from Bondi painted it. Nobody would be like, oh, this is the hottest shit ever.
It has like OG, it has like pretty old school color paneling for an Air Max 1, which I thought is cool. I like the prints. To be honest, if I'm being completely honest, it's a little simple for what I would hope Para would put out. Like, Para doesn't do overly detailed artwork. However... There isn't a lot of signature Para styling in there, if you're asking me to be honest. Like,
really? The Para Running Man had fuck all, right?
It was but that's... He creates super commercial shoes. He's smart. Like, super Amsterdams, like, they're super commercial colorways. He doesn't put a lot of... Like, Spiriton is the busiest shoe he's ever made by far, which is maybe my favorite because it looks like something
is
I would
Spiriton
paint.
Or Spiriton?
I say Spiriton.
I don't know.
Well, I worked at Nike. I say Spiriton.
Yeah, yeah, but you probably the first few years when you're working at Nike, you were probably calling it Nike, right?
No, they like told no, that's bullshit. In our job interview, going for the job, they said if you say Nike, you won't get the job. They're like, you will get like, you will be walked out if you say Nike. So
Where
Nike.
Where was the transition from Nike to Nike? Do you remember? Because
my whole life, I've said
we,
Nike.
We
I don't know.
we like Australians used to say Nike.
Yeah, but it's like how people say Cons. It's Converse. Cons is just
Cons.
Lots of people, man. Lots of people say Cons. Yeah,
like it's like more like Adidas and Adidas.
Adidas, yeah, and Puma.
And Puma and what?
Puma.
Like Puma.
Yeah, they say Puma in the States and Europe. They don't say Puma. Puma's an Australian thing.
Oh.
Yeah. It's Puma over there.
Which one's the correct pronunciation?
Puma.
Puma?
Well, it depends on your... Like, it depends on your country of origin. It's like tomato or tomato. Like, whatever you want. But if we said Puma in the German office, we'd look like idiots. You'd be saying Puma. but yeah, I fucking love the Para collab. I'm going to try and get a pair. I don't have money for shoes at the moment, but I'm going to try and get a pair.
Hype DC.
They won't get the Para.
Yeah.
Are they getting the Para collab?
Oh, no. No, they're getting the... They apparently got... It would be on supply, wouldn't it?
Probably, yeah. Mm. What did they get? What did Hype get?
No. I think they got the sheet that had all the... Never mind.
Oh, anyway, moving on. Moving along. Yeah, I'm assuming Sean and the guys up at Supply will get it, so I'll just go in the raffle. I'm assuming it'll be a raffle, so...
When you say you're going in the raffle, you mean...
I'm going in the raffle.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you really going to go in the raffle? Are you?
I save favours for things that matter. And that doesn't mean getting new shoes. I know what that look was. Was that like, no, that's not how that works. No, I try not to do that. The other one I wanted to sort of make fun of today a little bit was Adidas.
Or Adidas.
Or Adidas. They announced the Game of Thrones collab. I just, one, feels like 5 years too late. And two, does anyone give a fuck? Like... Does anyone who watches Game of Thrones, like, go, I need a Game of Thrones shoe? Like, because for me, when you do a collab like that, like, Puma did the Sonic the Hedgehog shoe, which sold out. Then, like, you know, you do your vintage gaming throwbacks.
That Sonic the Hedgehog shoe sold out?
Blue one, yeah.
Wow.
And then, like, you do whatever else. Like, to me, there has to be, like, a hint of nostalgia, or it has to be super timely. Because the Reebok Stranger Things shoe was trash.
Yeah.
And then I just feel like, why would you do the Game of Thrones thing in the last season after it's been out for, what, 5 years or something?
Because Ultra Boost is dead.
It's dead.
And they had to...
So dead.
You know what? I'll give them one thing. Their colorways are clean. They didn't go silly with it.
Yeah.
They didn't fucking...
But see, you know how those leaked images?
Yeah.
They look like Photoshops to me.
Yeah.
They're not real, surely. I'm guessing, like, as a pessimist, I'm saying Adidas, they don't look real to me.
Adidas like doing really, really random tie-ins.
Yeah.
Like, when did those Dragon Ball shoes come out?
God, that was stupid. Yeah.
Are they coming out?
I don't know. Like, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Like, I don't care, so I don't like follow it.
But then that's what I'm saying. My point was. Is it a real thing? Because you know, like the Adidas thing was supposed to, the Dragon Ball never came out. And now they're saying these Game of Thrones things.
So you reckon it's just a media push?
I don't know. Like, yeah, I haven't seen it either.
They did kill it last weekend with the young one. I thought that was a cool shoe.
Last weekend, wasn't it?
Well, two weekends ago. Yeah. I thought that was cool. I really liked the shape. I thought the shape was sick. I haven't liked Adidas stuff for a while. I really liked that shoe. But yeah, Game of Thrones. I was just like, what the... Like, really? Like, of all the things? Like, are we going to get a staircase pair of shoes next? It's like my favourite show on Netflix at the moment, but...
The staircase?
Yeah. I just
That's
finished
so
it.
So random.
I know. The insole is just a staircase.
Is there an owl motif? Like, angry owl?
Do you think the owl conspiracy theory is right? I don't think that's right. And what the fucking owl attacks a person?
They think that's the most logical...
I know, but there was no trail of blood from the outside to the inside of the staircase. The owl would not go into the house, attack her, and fly out.
It wouldn't?
No, well, you ever seen an owl in a house chilling? There's no videos of that on YouTube. It wouldn't run into the house to attack you. It attacks rodents. It doesn't attack humans.
No, but she had the window open.
Oh, and it flew in and got her at the staircase,
then
flew out.
Then flew out. Got the fuck out.
If the fucking bird is in a staircase, Paul, the first thing it does is fly up, not back out down the fucking thing and out the window.
You don't know that.
They're not that smart.
The more pressing thing is, where are the feathers?
Yeah, where are the feathers? Where are the feathers? There's no feathers.
just large owl. Talon.
The owl just cleaned up after itself.
It tried to clean up that one patch on the wall and failed.
The owl's just looking down going...
If you've watched The Staircase and haven't read about the owl theory, you should probably Google that. Oh, I do enjoy it. But yeah, the Game of Thrones thing was just weird for me. I just didn't buy into it and I just thought it was a bit meh. I don't know. Addie, well, here's the other thing, right?
I think you should cut out this whole owl staircase thing because it is so niche that nobody...
Yeah, but the people who really know what it is are going to be so stoked. So here's the other one that I've heard. So everyone knows that Yeezy 350s are getting re-released all over the place, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So obviously Addie isn't having as many like big hits at the moment as they were in the last 2 years, and Nike's lighting it up. So and obviously the Butter 350... from all reports, didn't sell out on the weekend instantly like the average Yeezy does, right?
The Butter 350? No.
Which one dropped this weekend?
No, that's
weekend?
The black one. It was the black one. It was the black 3500.
Yeah. No, and there was a...
There was a Butter 350...
The weekend before.
I think they sold out.
Not instantly.
Oh.
Anyway, they're not crushing it. So they're re-releasing the Zebra and everything for like the third,
and the
fourth time. Yeah, the McChicken. I love the name for that. It's great. Yeah. The Zebra is the only pair of Yeezys I want.
Really? I want the McChickens.
Zebras are my spirit animal, Paul.
Yeah, you tell me all the time and I'm always like...
I said it in a meeting at work the other day. Everyone laughed at me and I was like, I don't care. I'm not embarrassed. It's true. Mate, do you reckon they're re-releasing them all at the moment because...
Does your spirit animal sound like Chris Rock?
No, I get that it's a Madagascar reference, and no, I don't have an inner Chris Rock monologue. It's a good question, though. What do you reckon? So here's the thing for Addy, right? Like, if things aren't crushing it, you've got this shoe that's super popular, and you're like, do we double down and just go hard on the 350 and wider?
I think what they're going
to do
is...
Do you think they plan to do a re-release?
No, I think they're going to get that dude from... Oh, yeah, the re-release thing, I think, is...
Chasing units, right?
Chasing units. But I think what Adidas plan next is, what's it, Errol... Well, I can't pronounce his surname. I forget his surname. The guy from Acronym that does ACG.
Yeah.
He's got one season left.
And then he's going over, right?
Well, that one says where he's going.
I just assumed.
Yeah, I just assume he's going there.
Yeah, that's what I assumed as well. Mm. Yeah. I think, do you think Kanye has another shoe in him? And if he has, do you think anyone would care? Because let's be honest, the 350s are hot now, mainly because they're 350s. Like, when they came out, they were hot because they were Yeezys. But now everyone calls them 350s. No one calls them Yeezys anymore. Like, I don't hear people say Yeezy. Like, and I know there's, like, other numbers, but everyone says 350.
Kanye's still making hot shit because that 700 is, like...
I'm going to say, Kanye had a huge month last month, like, with Daytona and then, you know, the Kids See Ghosts and then... His album and
then not so much the Nas album. And
I liked the Nas album, but the beats weren't what I wanted. Nas crushed that album, but
really, I think Nas was like
it was part time.
I don't really know.
I call it part time Nas when he doesn't like care. Like he's just like I would get through this track, but it was
I call it I think I can Nas. When he was like, fuck it.
Like give that me one song, like, I know I can. Whoa,
give me that Beethoven beat and step aside.
I just don't know if people care. I don't know if he's as hot anymore.
I think that he pushed that experimental phase as far as he could push it.
Yeah.
And if he wants to get back with the masses, he needs to make a mainstream album.
Yeah, he has to.
He needs to go back to...
And this album wasn't. That album was terrible.
That which one? The Ye album?
It was the worst of the four he dropped. It was the worst of the four.
You know, he did that in like a week or something?
Yeah, then why drop it? I don't post like...
Because he had tracks.
Yeah.
And then he like scrapped them all and then released this thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. But Daytona was a classic. I love Daytona. The lead up to Daytona.
But none of them were albums. They were all LPs. They were all like...
Yeah,
or EPs.
Everyone's doing seven like track albums. I don't know. Yeah. Whatever. Well,
unless you're Drake and you're dropping 30.
Yeah, but he got wrecked a month ago, so no one cares
he's
anymore.
He's dead now.
Yeah,
he?
I know. he's got a kid to look after.
For a guy who created a song called God's Plan, he didn't see that coming.
That plays all the time. And we're like, where's it like? I'm not losing 50-50 to a hoe. And I'm like, oh, shit. Every time I hear that line, I'm like, I know I got the line wrong, but I'm like, oh, far out. That's funny as hell.
That song is relentless. Like, when I was in Japan, I was in a thrift store, and they were playing it. I was like, this song doesn't rest. It seems like he's going forever.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't have a
break. He's like Cuddy. Cuddy used to do that. Cuddy used to have these tracks that went for 7 minutes for no reason. It's like, Cuddy, that's a 2 minute track. Like, what are you? You're just doing your, like, you your fucking auto tune and you're drinking your scissorp and, like, you're high as shit. Stop recording.
You know what? I always wanted to taste what scissorp tastes like, but then, what's his name died and was like, oh, maybe not that.
Not
cool.
Just him, like a lot of people died. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people died.
When people start dying on lean, you're like,
lean is not that good. I don't know. In the States.
What's it taste like? Does it taste
like fucking like cough medicine, man?
I heard it tastes like a Jolly Rancher.
Yeah, which tastes like Benadryl, which tastes like cough medicine. Yeah. It's like a red Jolly Rancher.
It's gotta be tasty enough that people drink it all the time. What, you right?
I don't know. I don't listen to drug culture. Like hip hop, like this mumble rap bullshit. I don't like it. Like lean, like I feel like lean was just like a phase, and everyone just said the word lean because it was cool to say in tracks.
I have one Migos album.
Gross.
And I think like I kind of, you know, you listen to something enough, and then you sort of go, oh, this is cool, right? And then and then you're at home at night time, you're working, you play it, and you're like. No, this isn't cool.
It's not cool at all.
What the fuck is this?
I know. I can't do it. The last thing I wanted to finish it on, because we've spent most of this time not talking about shoes, was the Don C collab that's coming out, the 312.
Mm-hmm. Great colorways, terrible shoe.
So do you think he's pushing the chunky shoe thing too? He's clearly pushing it. Like, he's clearly getting
no, I think
too.
That, I think that's just his aesthetic.
Yeah.
Like, because he chose
Jordan
what,
2.
Jordan 2, and then he... and then that Air Force One thing was like that hybrid,
yeah,
big ass shoe.
Do you think this will get hype though? I think it'll sell out instantly. It's a Don C shoe.
I think he's given it to the right people, and it will sell out. But I think that because the colorways are good.
Which one do you like? The blue gray is sick.
I haven't seen a bad colorway like that fragmenty colorway.
Yeah, the fragment one. That's sick.
The Vault Green one that he gave to DJ Clark Kent is cool.
Yeah.
So
I think there's going to be like super limited ones that are officially Don C.
Yeah.
And then like, I don't know this for a fact, by the way. I'm not like, when I know things, I don't say them because I know I'll get in trouble. So I don't know this. If I'm right, it's just a fluke. Yeah. I think there's going to be like super limited ones.
Yeah.
And then like general release ones. And Don C will be like the face of the super limited ones and not the other ones.
I'm waiting for his Indigo Dyed one or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Thing he does.
Oh, well. I think they're cool, though. I don't mind them. I didn't expect it. I didn't expect him to, like... I feel like they kind of, like, invented this shoe and then made him the face of it, but...
Is it a Jordan brand shoe?
It's a Jordan brand shoe.
See, I think it would have been better off not having ties to Jordan brand, because then it just looks like one of those, like, 613 thing.
Yeah, like a hybrid. Yeah, like the Dub Zero and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I said.
What happened to those shoes? You remember how they used to have, like, a whole bunch of them?
I hate them so much. Remember the SpongeBob fakes?
Yeah.
Oh, that was one of the best fakes ever.
I want to go find all the Air Force One Fusions.
Oh, yuck.
Just to wear because everybody hates them.
Yeah, they are hideous. There's been some terrible Air Force Ones. Are you enjoying the fact that Air Force Ones are getting like a little mini comeback at the moment?
No. Because every good Air Force One that comes back is like, gets chased by everybody. Like, I didn't even get... a pair of those Travis Scott Air Force Ones.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would have liked the pair because they're canvas.
Yeah.
I love the canvas material, but yeah. It's like when I see stupid kids wear it, I'm like, no, forget it.
The other thing, because there's been some... So this kind of leads in perfectly. I said that was the last thing, but this just sort of popped in my head. How many fire general release Air Maxes are out on the market at the moment? Like genuinely fire.
How many have I bought? No.
Zero. No. Like the Juventus 95 Air Max 1 as well. Yeah. Like they're unbelievable. Black and white with the gum rubber outsole.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that 95 is unreal. There's a red velvet 95 with like golden blue detailing, which is sick. There was the Miami pack as well. Yeah. They're just... Like, they're shoes that if they had a name attached would sell out instantly. Well,
no, they re-released the Curries, right? And nobody bought those either.
I know.
Right.
Fire again.
Yeah, good job, Nike. Give us the two shitty colorways instead of the OG colorways.
The one everyone wanted, yeah.
Yeah.
But just, like, just fire GRs. Like, you go into a Foot Locker or JD Sports, and I look at the Air Max wall, I'm like, fuck, like, there is so many good shoes here that people aren't buying.
Well, one of my cousins was over at my house the other day, and he grabbed one of my Air Max ones. He goes, this is great. Well, who's it collabed with? And I'm like, Nike.
And yeah.
Like, yeah, yeah, and who else? Like, Nike. He's like, what? This doesn't. This is just a regular shoe. I'm like, yeah. Back in the day,
yeah,
we just bought Nikes, man.
Yeah, I was like, do you remember in like 2002 when we used to just buy Nikes? I'd be like, oh yeah, no, the purple 95 dropped this weekend. That was all we cared about. It was a purple 95. Yeah. Like that was it. Like it wasn't like every weekend there was five collabs. But yeah, I just needed to like mention that because going into shops, like I can't remember the last time I went in and Nike had that much just buyer on the shelves. It was just regular.
Yeah.
Just regular like burners everywhere. But yeah, if I was out and like collect, I used to buy two or three pairs of shoes a week.
My problem is I'm at saturation point. I can't, I've got nowhere to put them.
Yeah.
So if I got, I don't know, if I get given a collab or if I
could buy supply store, the best store in Australia.
subtle. Like then yeah, then, you know,
then I'll just find a place.
I'll find a spot. But then I was like, yeah, otherwise, nah. I haven't got a spot for it. Like the last shoe I bought recently is the fucking off-white soccer shoe.
Oh, did you get that? Did you win
it? Orange? No, yeah. I got it off. I got two shoes. I got the Levi's, the black Levi's Jordan 4s off a raffle, and then I got those off-whites off Andrew Nguyen.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, just before we close this, I always say people need to tweet at me. Well, now what I'm going to do is post an Instagram story and ask a question. Say I'm recording a podcast so people can ask questions.
Yeah.
So
is Instagram working for you? Cause
yeah, it's working for me.
None of the hashtags work for me. I can't even use my own hashtag.
Oh no. I updated it like yesterday. So it's working pretty good for me, but I've got a bunch of questions here. Most of them are from my friends who are idiots.
Like Gavin Williams.
The other best friend. So Brenton wants to know who's the greater Charlotte Hornet, Dwight Howard or Mozgov? Well, I'll say Dwight Howard because he actually played for us.
Yeah.
Or actually, I'll thank Mozgov for getting me 4 second
round. Like of all time?
No. Like who's like right the greater now? Charlotte Hornet?
Oh, okay.
Well, Dwight got traded for Mozgov and then we got 4 second round draft picks out of it in the long run. And we got Bismack Biyombo out of it. So I'll say Dwight Howard.
Doesn't Mozgov got a ring though?
Yeah, but I don't care about him. He never played for us. So Mitch Kupchak like gave him that big contract to the Lakers, brought him to Charlotte, and then traded him again. How cold blooded!
What do you think is wrong with Dwight Howard that he keeps getting booted from team to team?
It's all a locker room thing. So yeah, I've heard that the Atlanta guy said that basically he'd walk in the locker room and be like, "Come on, boys, big night! Like we're gonna have a big game, warrah!" And then like go out on the court and not try. And everyone's just like, "Stop being phony! Like everyone hates you!" Like so that's what I heard. And then there's a few here I can't mentioned, but
why?
In terms of tech and trends, where do you see the future? I reckon we're going to hit back to classic again soon. I've been saying this for a while, but I think people are eventually going to go back to simple. The Vans Old School is the highest selling shoe in the country at the moment.
Oh, you mean like that? I thought like, I see that they're really, really pushing the retro 90 look now.
Yeah.
Because
70s and 80s was the thing with the big logos, right?
Even ACG have gone back to that. Like, yeah. That's why.
But you can hit 90s and classic at the same time. You can do that. 90s basketball is a fucking great era of product too.
Not if you want to play
in them. Tennis.
Oh yeah, okay.
Tennis and basketball had like a great 90s.
Are people wearing casual sneakers anymore? They're not.
Chucks and Vans are the two highest selling shoes in the country.
Yeah, but I mean, like going out and stuff, people don't wear casual sneakers anymore, do they?
I'd say I see more Chuck 70s and more Vans Old Schools than I see any other type of shoe. Definitely.
Like I don't see people wearing Air Max 1s or anything like that to go.
Not a lot, which is so weird because you'd say they sell a lot of them, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I see tennis shoes a lot. Like I see.
But your 90s comment fits in line with the fact that all these 90s retros are coming out for Nike, like all these Air Maxes and stuff. Mm-hmm. For me, I think it's going to be a combination. Like anything Air is on fire at the moment. But in the future, like there's got to be an evolution of Flyknit, right? So that's going to happen at some point. You know, they've already got the 360 Flyknit and the Kobe AD, but there'll be an evolution of Flyknit.
Well, if you
we're going to have auto lacing and Air Maxes eventually.
Well, if they're $1,000, get fucked.
No, but this is like a proto, right? It's like everything. It's like the first smart TV was mad expensive. Now they're not. Like,
I tried
the
that shoe.
PlayStation was super expensive.
I tried that shoe on at Dover Street Market in Japan. It was amazing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then like, then it's $1,000, and then I just electronically got.
Did
my
it actually
foot out
feel
and,
good when it laced up?
It felt like a shoe.
Yeah.
Like. It wasn't like someone was coming out giving me a rim job while my shoe was on.
So you can tell these people on my Instagram know me. How relevant are IMDb ratings? They're not relevant at all.
No.
They're not relevant at all.
No.
Because the Batman trilogy by Nolan outside of the first movie sucks, and they're all rated 9+. So IMDb ratings.
Actually, you know what? I think visually, Ben Affleck Batman looks better than.
Of course he does, because he's
Batman.
He's Frank Miller Batman.
Yeah,
which is the best looking Batman.
Because I was watching The Dark Knight the other day, and
I do love that JR the IMDb.
He just looks. What's his name? Christian Bale Batman looks stupid,
and he talks like this, Paul,
all the time.
I'm a billionaire. I've got like a bat copter, and I can't change my voice.
And I can't hear that voice now without thinking about that that bad Batman things. Those skits where
I have seen that the sex Batman joke,
yeah,
and, like,
and the
parody.
Other ones,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like, oh my god, you're Cockland.
Yeah.
Oh, you're Superman. I can't tell who you are.
Yeah, I have seen that. All right. Well, yeah, I think the trend thing. I think 90s classic Air Max, anything Air Max, and I think there's going to be a few more tech things this year before the end of the year. We're only, in July. I'd say there'd be another big tech thing before the end of the year.
Do you think that we're reaching the point in which tech is sort of, you can't really go anymore?
But do you remember when tech used to be relevant exclusively for performance and then it came down to lifestyle? Now it's basically being implemented into lifestyle to capitalize.
I think lifestyle is dead. I don't think, I think the whole sneaker trend thing is gone. People don't buy Jordans anymore.
No, Jordans are on a resurgence, Paul.
Really?
Yeah, from sales perspectives, Jordans are on
Why?
The way back up.
Because they fucking made that
Sold
Levi
out a
one.
Few.
And
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but that was because one was a denim shoe, which you're of a Levi's collab, which is always going to sell out.
Sure.
The other one was a collab with Travis Scott, who I've never heard of Travis Scott my song in my life.
Cool shoe, though. Yeah. Shoe looked cool. Color was nice.
Yeah. And then what? They got nothing.
I don't know. I'd say Jordan Brand's having a bit of a mini resurgence. Quicker than I thought, anyway. I think they're doing all right.
I don't see anyone wearing them on the street.
I still wear my Jordans, Paul. That's cause no one under 30 wearing Jordans.
Yeah,
I don't see anyone under 30 wearing Jordans.
I don't see any.
That's such a funny point, because I think that's true. Like, I see Jordans, I look up, dude's got a son.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? They're like, and probably a 6-year-old.
And he's taking photos so he can Photoshop and superimpose himself on the other side.
Oh, Paul, we're not going into your hate for this thing. All right, we're just going to call that there. That's the episode for the day. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Well, is that all the questions we have? We have 4 questions from your friends.
There's a lot I can't say. Like, there's a lot I can't say. And if you were reading them, you'd say them, but I can't. So I just did this for the first time. So instead of doing
can you give me an example of one you can't say?
No. So
what is it, sexual in nature?
Most of them are just inappropriate.
Like, right? Inappropriate in what way?
So anyway, thanks for listening to the podcast, guys. We'll hopefully do this again soon. We've got an episode with Sabotage coming up in the next week or two as well. So stay tuned to that.
Oh, wait, have you already taped it?
I taped it when I was in Singapore.
Fuck, and it's taking this long.
Thanks, guys. Speak to you soon.